The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. Have to share this. Hope I don't scandalize everybody, but it's interesting that we read this part of Mark's gospel for the feast of Saint Mark. It's the very end of his gospel, because the authorship of this part of his gospel tends not to be ascribed to Mark. And you can say, "Oh, Father, what a horrible thing to say," and the church says, and so. Okay, look, we can say that. If you go back and read this versus, say, the chapter that comes before it, or the one that comes before that, or what, there's a different sense of things. I mean, Mark packs a punch with almost every word. And this, although this is like the most exciting thing in the world, it comes out kind of flat. It's not his style, it's not the way he writes. Anyway, so just wanted to have everybody lose faith before we begin. So I wanted to start with that. I just find it funny. I have to share that with you. It's a bit strange to you. I mean, I would personally choose the first lines of Mark's gospel, which is like 10 words in succession. It just kind of hits you. And this is, again, yeah, it's the whole mission of the church. Okay, so anyway, I mention that because in the age that, or rather in the years that immediately followed the writing of Mark's gospel, Mark's gospel is dated to about 65 AD. Okay, but in the years then immediately following 65 AD, the early church, there was so much pressure on, say, Mark's gospel not being concluded in some sense, like being left open as to what comes next. There was so much pressure that this was constructed, and as best as they could in the voice of Mark, as best as they could continuing the narrative of Mark. And look, it's in the scriptures, right? So I'm not saying it's to be ignored. I'm not dismissing it out of hand. This falls under that category of sacred writ. And the church confirms it from that time on. So there's something here for us as well. But it's interesting that there's so much pressure in the early church to say this very thing. And I think it's fantastic that this very thing is said, because it reaffirms, just a half step outside of Mark's own hand and mind, the same mission of the church. The same mission. And Mark could easily say this. Again, I find it funny. We're celebrating the Feast of St. Mark. I'd rather have something that nobody doubts is authored by him. But here we have, in fact, testimony to St. Mark and his project in even writing the gospel as fuel for the mission of Jesus Christ and the mission of the church, the early church, and the church that continues down to this day. Mark is set. His focus is the kingship of Christ. And he tells that throughout his gospel narrative. The question remains open, and he's actually happy to have us fill in the blanks there about what the kingship of Christ means after Jesus' saving work is accomplished, mainly his death and resurrection. And it's right that his work continues to be accomplished today. So Jesus has inaugurated his kingdom. His kingdom now needs to be implemented. He inaugurates his kingdom. He is King of the Jews, and so Lord of all nations. He is King of every human heart. Whether you are alive to it or not, please do wake up to it. He is King of your heart and your life and of the entire world. And his ascension, Jesus' ascension, allows him to rule more perfectly over our hearts, in our lives, and through his church to every corner of creation, just as is said here. It is not simply then this project, the sanctification of the world, the glory of God being spread abroad, is not the project alone of St. Peter, of whom St. Mark was companion. It doesn't end with St. Mark as the deliverer of that message. We have witness here in the gospel, in the very construction of the gospel, that same saving work continued in the early church, and we are here today to give witness to the fact that that saving work continues in the church down to the present age. But we are the church. We are the church, those gathered out of the masses, called, summoned by God, transformed by his love and mercy, ruled over by Jesus himself, guided by his Spirit to bring his saving word, his love and mercy, his redemption, his breath of life to every corner of creation. We follow in the footsteps of giants. Mark was an absolute giant. Peter was an absolute giant. And many, many more over the course of 2,000 years. Today, we are those people. We are made to be evangelists and martyrs, witnesses to what God has done in Jesus Christ, to what God has done in and through his church, and to what God still wants to do in his world.